Okay, our friends. So today we are celebrating something. And it is that the school year is coming to an end. And some of you are in preschool or daycare, and you're moving on into elementary school. And some of you are in first grade and you're going to second grade. And some of you are in third grade and you're going to fourth grade. There's lots of different things that are changing about your life going into summer. The season is changing too. Lots of things are changing, and it's a lot. So I just want to remind you and encourage you all that these are beautiful things to be celebrated, because everything has its place and everything has its time. And it's really nice when it all happens like it should. Now, today's story is about that. It's the Berenstain Bears graduation day. It was written by Mike Berenstain, and it's read today by Mommy and
Meow.
Meow? Are you a kitten?
Meow.
Meow. Oh, I'm so happy that you're back. Are you Cucumber?
Yeah.
The kitten? Mm-hmm. So, Mommy and Cucumber the kitten, but wait, before we get this story going, we need to give our patron shout out. It is time to say thank you to the special people in our lives who help us make our stories happen. And we have two special guys today, actually. Their mom, Kelly, messaged me and said that Elliot is graduating. He's going on to something big and exciting, and so is his brother, Ethan. And so I wanted to say this special story is for you, Elliot, and I hope that you really are brave and strong and enjoy going into kindergarten. And without any further ado, let's do it. Are you guys ready? Cucumber's ready. I'm ready. Here we go. The Berenstain Bears graduation day. Okay, let me stop that now. The Berenstain Bears graduation day. The old school year is passing. We've put our books away. It's time for hope and memory on graduation day. Spring was nearly over in Bear Country. The daffodils and tulips had come and gone, and so had Easter candy and Mother's Day cards, and June was about to arrive. And for Brother and Sister Bear, that meant just one thing. No more school. Sister was finishing first grade, and Brother was moving up from third. Even little Honey was ending her first year of daycare. And I think that's their way of saying, like preschool, because then you go into kindergarten, right? Okay. They all learned a lot in school that year. Brother's class studied the earth and learned about rocks and earthquakes and volcanoes, and he even made a model of a volcano that squirted lava out the top. Sister's class learned about plants and animals. They took care of a cute little hamster and kept a lizard and a frog in a glass case full of plants and mossy rocks, and they brought cocoons in from the cold to watch them as beautiful butterflies and moths hatched out of them. And now Honey learned things too. She learned she played with toys that taught about shapes and numbers, and she learned how to do things with other cubs. She did not need to learn how to take naps. She was already good at that. But you can see she's learning 1 + 1 = 2. That's math. The cubs did other fun things at school, too. They played sports like soccer and basketball and baseball, and they played games during recess. They went on exciting field trips to interesting places. And you can see that they're going to some sort of observatory here, because there's a telescope, and there's an aquarium, and a farm, or maybe a petting zoo. The cubs enjoyed their school year, but they were ready for a break. They were looking forward to summer, to picnics and swimming, to hiking and fishing, to long summer evenings of chasing butterflies and toasting marshmallows. That does sound like fun, doesn't it? And when the month of May came to an end, it was time to turn the calendar to June. The Cubs drew a big red circle around the last day of school and crossed off each day as it passed. This year, the Bear Country School was having a real graduation ceremony for every grade in the school. Mama and Papa thought this was a nice idea. It would make everyone stop and think about how much the Cubs had learned and done during a whole year of school.
"Best of all," said Sister, "we get to wear cute graduation costumes."
"Ugh," said Brother, "I don't want to look cute."
At last, graduation day arrived, and the Cubs put on their costumes. They each had a little cap and gown. Even Brother had to admit that they didn't look too bad. Brother's was blue. Sister and Honey's were white. The caps had tassels that kept getting in the Cubs' faces. They tried to blow them out of the way. Grizzly Gramps and Gran stopped by to take pictures.
"My, aren't they adorable?"
said Gran, wiping away a tear.
"Time to get going, youngins,"
said Gramps, looking at his watch.
"You don't want to be late for your own graduation day."
And when the family arrived at school, the auditorium was packed with families of graduating students. And then the school band began to play. They played good and loud. The graduating Cubs, in their caps and gowns, marched down the aisle and up onto the stage.
"Look,"
said Gran.
"There's Brother and Sister and Honey."
Gramps stood on his chair to take a picture.
"Ooh, Gramps, I don't think you're supposed to do that."
"Get down from there before you hurt yourself,"
scolded Gran. She's right, you could fall. Principal Honeycomb made a few brief remarks. Then Ferdy Factual, one of the best students in the school, gave a speech about honesty and hard work and good sportsmanship and caring for others and being true to yourself.
"Well, that's Professor Actual Factual's nephew," Grandma whispered to Gran.
Papa and Gramps fell asleep.
Mama and Gran poked them awake.
Finally, all the students filed across the stage as their names were called. Principal Honeycomb handed them their diplomas, which were fancy rolled-up pieces of paper with their names on them. In fact, we can see Brothers. It says diploma. Brother Bear is hereby promoted from 3rd to 4th grade. Signed, Principal Honeycomb. Gramps stood up on his chair to take a picture again as Brother, Sister, and Honey received their diplomas. As they marched back down the aisle, cameras flashed and the audience clapped and whistled. Gramps even honked a loud noisemaker. Outside in the schoolyard, the graduating Cubs laughed and cried, hugging one another and posing for pictures. They wouldn't be all together again until the next school year. Of course, they'll have all summer to play, I suppose. Too Tall Grizzly took off his cap and called,
"All together now! 1, 2, 3!
And he yelled, throwing his cap into the air, and all the Cubs threw their caps into the air, and it made a pretty blue and white cloud.
"Yay!"
all the Cubs yelled, because they should celebrate, right? They've completed something that was hard, and they should be proud of themselves. Honey took off her little white cap, too.
1, 2, 3,
she called, throwing it into the air.
I didn't know Honey could count, said Gran.
She learned this year in daycare, said Papa. That's what graduation is all about, being proud of everything our students did in school this year.
And being excited about all the wonderful things they'll be doing in the next year, added Mama.
Gramps took another picture.
squeeze in closer and say, squeeze in closer and say, honey, he said.
Honey, they all said as the camera clicked.
Honey.
And that is the best thing ever, to celebrate knowing that you have done something big, graduating and going on to something even more exciting, like completing your work for the second grade, and now you're a third grader, right? Yeah. Or completing kindergarten, and now you're a first grader. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever it is that you're graduating from this year, friends, we hope that you have a great graduation. Or if you're a kitten, and you are graduating from kitten to cat, grown-up cat, and you're on your way, there's lots of things that are changing. And we are proud of you today. And that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.